Hi everybody, welcome back to the Hey series with Petinduru. So, as you all know, about a month ago, I started what I called the Hey You Girl Challenge. And I had 13 girls and we were challenging ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically. So, June is over and I've decided to interview one of the girls. Her name is Tafazwa. Hi Tafazwa, welcome to the Hey series with Petinduru. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi Petty, my name is Tafazwa Audrey Mino and I'm 28 years old, going on 29. I was born and bred in Kwekwe, Zimbabwe, and currently I am staying in Francistown, Botswana for now. I'm a radiographer. I've been a radiographer over the past 6 years. I'm a firstborn in a family of three. Yeah, I was born a leader. and I'm an extroverted introvert, meaning I'm not so good with small talk. So if you don't know me, you might think I'm shy and reserved. But actually, I am talkative. If you get to know me, I am very talkative and I socialize well with people. That's all.
So I'm glad to have you here. And when you said I'm an extrovert and introvert, I get you, girl. And when you said I don't like small talk, I don't like small talk. I was telling this other person, I was like, I don't know, my boyfriend will be in serious trouble because I don't like that small talk where people are like, what did you eat today? What did you do today? Like, no, I like the deep conversations, the deep stuff. Moving on. Why did you choose to apply for the Hey You Girl Challenge?
You're so right. Small talk is really, really annoying because you can't just sit there and talk about nothing. I'd rather have a conversation with substance. I'd rather talk about something that is productive, you know, than just, you know, petty stuff. Anyway, the reason why I chose to join this challenge was because it's a challenge. And you know, I'm at a point in my life where every decision that I'm going to be making is important and will change my life, you know. So be it spiritual, be it social, be it financial, career wise everything. So I realized that a challenge, you know, when you challenge yourself, when you put pressure on yourself, you're able to move away from your comfort zone. You're able to start moving upwards and towards your goals. So I realized that the Hey You Girl Challenge was the only platform where I could be challenged in all aspects. My spirituality, my health, everything. So it was the perfect place for me to be, to interact with people who can push me, people who have the same goal as me, people who have the same mindset as me, and also people who will be there to encourage me and to hold my hand and also doing the same to them.
That's so powerful, sis. I think you are the opposite of me. Because the moment I just say the word challenge, I'm like, no, I cannot do this. And somehow that made me delay the Hey You Girl Challenge because the idea came to me beginning of this year. And I was like, no, that means I also have to go through the process with the girls. I have to face my fears. I have to face my past. And at first I was like, I'll just do 1 month or just a week and it would be fine, but the idea just kept on coming and coming, and finally I was like, yes Lord, I'll do the 3 month challenge. I'll go through the challenge with the girls. Moving forward, what have you learned so far? Like, what have stood out for you so far in the challenge?
Oh God, you delayed some of us because of that issue. You know, your disobedience. You know, you could have saved me like 6 months ago from myself. What I have learned so far is one thing, that I've been wasting my time. I've learned that I have so much potential energy in me, and the only way that that potential energy can be turned into kinetic energy is if I start moving, and one step at a time. There are two topics that stood out for me. The first one was the one we did on the 10th of June, which talked about getting closer to God. I learned so many things. The others I already knew, but I learned like new things. You know, things like that you should be obedient. Things like being a Christian who is not close to God. If you don't have a relationship to God, with God, is tricky, and that water baptism is not enough. It really made me a bit, you know, I got convicted. You know, it made me want to be better. It made me want to go back to God and say, God, please, let's have a closer relationship. It made me realize that I'm not yet there. I haven't arrived, as I always say. And then the other topic is the one that we did last night. Oh my God. Last night I couldn't even sleep. You know, I was thinking. The one that we did last night was hustle. Hustle, girl, hustle. You know, I've always wanted to hustle. I've always wanted to make extra cash. But, and obviously I have a dream. I have a vision of mine, which I'm not even pushing right now. Right now, I'm just doing my professional side, like what I went to school for. But there's always something that you always dream of. Okay, I haven't started pushing that one. So, last night I couldn't sleep because after we had that discussion about hustling and that you can only start when you decide that now I have passion and you shouldn't get tired. When you get tired, you rest, you don't quit. Those words, they encouraged me. And last night I was just thinking, oh my God, what can I do? Oh my God, what I need to brand myself. I need to get a new phone. I need to be active on Instagram. I need, you know, so that is what stood up for me. Like things that make me have energy, things that give me momentum, you know.
Wow, amazing feedback, sis. It feels so good to hear that you're actually benefiting from this challenge and your life is being changed. Because also when I do these things, I'm like, are they really getting it? Or I'm just like wasting my time and wasting the presenter's time as well. But hearing you speak just, you know, pump me up to feel like, yes, I can go on, I can move on. So moving forward, what are your expectations for the next 2 months? That is July, the July that we are in, and August.
You said the first month was just a warm-up, and yet for me, it was challenging. We had so many topics. Okay, not so many. Yeah, we had like about four topics that were presented, but to me, it felt like it was a lot. And you know, it really moved something in me, you know, it changed me. So now, if you were saying that's a warm-up, I don't know about the next 2 months, because you said it's going to get realer. Like realer, like more real. And you said it's going to get nasty and deeper. And, you know, we're going to address serious issues. So I'm expecting fireworks, that's the truth. I'm expecting to be, you know, circumcised. That's a bad word. You know, I'm expecting to be like torn apart and then put back together again. By the time we finish August, you know, I'm gonna be like a star. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, you know, on top of my game. That's what in this next 2 months, I'm expecting, you know, fireworks. That's just it. That's what I can say. I'm expecting fireworks, and I'm expecting it to get more interesting, more exciting, more engaging. Everything. I'm just so excited. You know, this challenge is beautiful. It makes life so interesting because I have something to look forward to every day, and I have something to do every week. I have a new challenge every week, and my life is moving. And it's just good. it gives me purpose. It's refreshing. I love it.
Yes, I feel that you're already pumped up for the next 2 months. Like, yes, because for sure it's gonna get nasty, it's gonna get real, and I'm pretty sure there'll be a few tears here and there. No, yeah. So, in closing, I just want you to tell us, like, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Before I even start telling you about my next 5 years, 6 years ago I made a portfolio, like it was a project at school, varsity. So in my portfolio I had 5 goals that were to be achieved by 2020, which is this year, which is about to end. And of those 5 goals, I've only managed to achieve 2. The other 3 haven't been achieved. So when this year started, I was a bit emotional about it, and I felt like I failed. But as I started the challenge, I realized that no, it's not about the time frame, but it's about you taking steps. There's this verse in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3 which says, make your plans known to the Lord and he will establish your thoughts. So I just said, I will let my plans be known by God, put everything in his hands, and then I also do my part by taking a step. So in the next 5 years, what I want, okay, obviously I'm not going to quit my job because I love my job. I really do love my job. But I want to move from a hospital to a center so that I can find more time, more personal time. I want to start having an 8-to-5 job where I don't work Sundays and I don't work during public holidays, so that during that time I can have time to do what I want to do. Okay, so first of all, I want to pursue my dream of dressmaking. It's really scary now that I've always thought about it and it's in my portfolio. Yes, and I'm scared about it. You know, there's so many possibilities. I always think, what if I fail? What if I can't do it? What if I've lost my touch? But I always keep reminding myself that if it is a dream of mine, I'll never be satisfied. I'll never be fully happy until I have at least tried. So I'm going to take a step towards that. I'll start small, dressmaking. I'll start by making my own clothes, doing a course, you know. So yeah, that's what I want to be doing. And then obviously I want to get married. I'm not going to be shy about it. I'm not going to be apologetic about it. I want to be married and I want to have kids, okay? Everyone does. And I'm not going to be saying, no, I'm a strong woman, I want to be independent. I want to be married. So yeah, that. And what else? So yeah, I'll be having my job. I'll still be a radiographer, low-key, and then I'll have my side hustle, which is dressmaking, and then I'll be running a home. Then the rest, you know what, I'll put it in God's hands, and wherever he leads me, I'll follow. But those are the 3 things that I'm looking at for now.
I believe that you just spoke your future into existence. It's going to happen like that. It's going to happen like that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, any last words to someone who is listening to you?
Oh, I don't want to go. It's been nice being here, chatting with you. Anyway, my goodbye words will be something that I saw on someone's status yesterday. It said, stop, it's high time you stop being on the passenger side of your life. Grab the wheel. I realized that most of us, we are on the passenger seat of our life. Even me, I have been on the passenger seat of my life. We always watch our life pass us by and we blame the circumstances, we blame our parents, we blame the economy, we blame the president, and it's like we are just swifted by the wind. Wherever the wind goes, wherever the crowd goes, that's where we go. And we don't even dare to take a step forward. We don't even dare to make a difference. We don't, you know, we just do the norm. You know, whatever that we are expected to do, that's what we do. We don't like go out of the ordinary. And that is a limiting factor. So I just want to say to everyone who's listening out there, you need to start looking at your life and wake up from your slumber. Have energy, especially if you're young, if you're vibrant. Don't waste your years just wishing you could grow up and get a job and get money. Go out there and make and create a job. Go out there and do something worth the while. Don't always, you know, those dreams, wake up from the dream and start living the dream. So most of us are also scared of taking the wheel because we think, we don't know. I don't know which direction that I'm going to take. I am clueless. But one thing that I love is we are children of God. And all you have to do is you sit behind that wheel, be the vessel, and God will guide you each and every way. He will show you, allow him, and he will show you how to live your life. He is the one who wrote the book of life. He's the one who wrote the manuscript. He's the one who knows how your life is supposed to go. So when you partner with him, it makes your life easy. When you walk according to his will, it makes your life easy because you are moving in his path and everything will move smoothly and swiftly. Thank you very, very much once again for having me.